hard to tell why I sigh when I see those eyes in the dark looking at me. The goal. I stroll in the park now. I just don't sleep tonight. I see your body shimmering in the pale moonlight. I wanna touch and taste, and feel you fight. So you will know these feelings. It won't be hard to tell you tell why I sigh. When I see those eyes in the dark.
When I see those eyes in the dark. When I see those eyes in the dark.
When I see those eyes in the dark.
Listen, girl, to my song, cause I gotta tell you there's something wrong. Other guys are asking me, what are you doing? Oh, don't you see?
Go get a job.
You've got to get a job.
Go get a job.
You're such a lazy slob.
Go get a job.
Every time we go on a date,
go get a job.
You're always asking me to pay. Oh, girl. What will I say on a wedding day? Doom, 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 doom. Hey girl, there was a time when
being cool,
cafe hopping and window shopping seemed to be the rule. We love those days of watching soaps and cappuccinos with the Pope. But that's all changed, it's over now.
So what are you doing, you lazy cow?
Go get a job.
You've got to get a job. You're such a lazy slob. All my friends think you're so lame. I'm starting to feel the shame of you, girl. What will I say on a wedding day? La 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 la. Walking down the aisle, I look around at all the faces and I start to smile. The preacher asks if any object he just calls why I should reject. Well, I thought the subject was over and dead,
but the whole congregation rose up and said,
go get a job.
You've got to get a job.
Go get a job.
You're such a lazy slob.
Go get a job.
Even though you're unemployed.
Go get a job.
A lot like that you can't avoid. But oh girl, how will we pay for a wedding? Girl, you've got to get a job.
You've got to get a job.
You've got to get a job. You've got to get a job.
You've got to get a girl.
Most of the stuff we do is original stuff that we've done. Of course, this next song now is going to be a cover. We kind of fought for a while about who was going to sing the lead, but finally we gave it to Shauna because she looks the most like Cher. And so here we go. Boom, 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 boom,
drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
The beat goes on.
History has turned a page of her. Miniskirts, the current thing.
The beat goes on.
Teeny bopper is a new boy king.
The beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
Rhythm to the brain.
Rhythm to the brain.
Thank you.
This is my favorite song next we're going to do here. I love this song. It's very topical. And I think y'all like it too. Let's go.
Batman walking down the street. Where is he going? Who's he gonna meet? Is that a guy? Even in his vest, I don't know. No, wanna put it to the test. Is he a spy for the moral majority? Is he a spy for the moral majority?
Is he a spy? Bombardo, 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 bombardo.
That's his footstep behind me in the fog. I think he's the one who poisoned my dog. Didn't ask him to go outside, but he can shoot and stab suddenly and let's be tonight. Is he a spy for the moral majority? Is he a spy for the moral majority? Is he a spy? I got to know.
It has to be you.
3 a.m. Is someone in my room? No sound but the clock. Quiet as a tomb. I got my cup under the hood. I can't rest until you die.
Will he ever escape
from the spy?
Here goes. Any sense in this desert?
That's not all there is. That's not all there is. That's not all there is. That's not all there is.
That's not all there is. That's not all there is.
That's not all there is.
That's not all there is.
That's not all there is.
That's not all there is.
Shoot up,
shoot up,
shoot up,
shoot up,
shoot up,
shoot up, shoot
up, shoot up, shoot up,
shoot up,
shoot up,
shoot up, shoot up,
If the answer is no, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Not if you
want me.
Whoa, whoa,
twice on the pipe. If you ain't gonna show.
One floor below, girl, you don't even know me. I love you.
Oh, my darling.
Talk three times to the ceiling if you
want me.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe. If you ain't gonna show.
That's not all there is.
That's not all there is.
When I'm out on the street, oh, 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 I walk the way I wanna walk. When I'm out on the street, oh, 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 I talk the way I wanna talk.
I work 5 days a week, girl. Loaded crates down on the dock. I take my heart and money. I meet my girl down on the block. And Monday when the foreman calls time, I've already got
Friday on my mind. When the whistle blows, girl, I'm down the street. I'm home, I'm out of my work clothes. When I'm out on the street, oh, 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 I walk the way I wanna walk. When I'm out on the street, oh, 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 I talk the way I wanna talk. That's not all there is. That's not all there is. That's not all there is. That's not all.
Not
there is, that's not all there is, that's not there is, that's not all 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 there is.
Thank you. We are the Flips.
You guys are great. Have a great day.
You're listening to KUSF in San Francisco, and we're broadcasting live from this year's Folsom Street Fair. This broadcast is being underwritten in part by the Oasis, which is the place to get wet south of Market. Grill is open till 6, and there's pool and dancing that goes on until 2 o'clock in the morning. So stop by the Oasis right on the corner of Folsom and 11th and say hello. And while you're there, drop by our little booth and say hello to Kathy Cohn and I, who are down here. Kathy?
We would like to give special thanks to Debbie Robinson and Ashley Lewis and Karen Bell, who have been providing the excellent sound you are hearing here at KUSF in San Francisco. Don't forget the Folsom Street Fair will be running straight through to 7 p.m. That's when we'll be broadcasting too. And if you haven't been down here yet, you have plenty of time to get down to the fair. It is running between 7th and 11th Streets here on Folsom. And there are a number of different booths that are housed here at the fair. Miles will tell you about some of them.
Yeah, well, we got at the corner of 8th and Folsom, the crime prevention booth. You can get info on safety and whatnot, as well as the Gay Rescue Mission, which is an organization that is banded together to help feed the hungry. There's one, Kathy, that you were pretty partial to.
Well, I have a special affinity for pets, and if you were listening to our broadcast or here at the fair, you might have heard Danny Williams, the comedian, talking about his analysis of what goes through a dog's brain. Well, if you don't happen to have a dog and you're feeling that that's an important part of your life, the SPCA is hosting a booth. Of course, the SPCA is a Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. They do have an Adopt-a-Kitten booth. Well, you may not find any dogs down there, but I'm sure there's plenty of swell, furry kittens that are looking for homes, and the SPCA in particular is probably one of the more respected societies of this type around the country for both their placement of pets and the manner in which they organize their services. And Miles, what observations have you got of the Folsom Street Fair in 1987?
Oh, well, actually, I wanted to tell you something about a pet. I found a kitten one time, and I was so thrilled to take it home because it was like the size of my fist, you know. I took it home, and it ended up getting caught in my sink. Believe it or not, I had to split for the day. It went into the sink and got caught. Here I had a free kitten. I had to call a plumber. And
you mean you didn't call the SPCA? You had to call a plumber.
I had to call a plumber to get the damn thing out. And, man, it cost me like about 85 big ones, let me tell you. That was like the most expensive free kitten that I have ever laid my hands on.
Well, do you still have the cat?
No, man. I went to Paris for a little while last year, and I couldn't take the cat along with me, so I left it behind with some good friends of mine. But anyway, your question regarding the Folsom Street Fair, it's rather exuberant affair. I've been down here a couple of times before broadcasting live in the last couple of years, and I had actually heard that the Pope was planning on coming back from Detroit just to check this thing out to see what the real San Francisco was all about.
Actually, the rumors have it that the Pope is doing an in-store here at Folsom Street Fair, and we are actually not selling any. There are no Pope Tour shirts at this fair. However, you can go down to the KUSF booth to purchase a sticker, KUSF sticker, and to, excuse me?
Opening.
Okay, well, we just found out that the KUSF booth is closed. However, you can come talk to us here, broadcasting live at exactly Juniper, 000 Juniper. We're going to be going to a live interview here on KUSF in San Francisco.
All right. What's your name?
My name is Bruce.
Bruce, what are you doing out here?
Oh, I'm working a job.
Huh? What kind of job?
Oh, I'm working for this production company.
What? Bruce is standing here. We're in the middle of Folsom Street, and they're building a small replica of the Golden Gate Bridge. It's got lights on it. It's It's amazing. Bruce, what is this for?
Well, this is for the parade, for the gay parade, or whatever they're going to have around here. I don't know. I'm just setting it up.
Well, what parade? There's no wheels on this thing.
Well, it ain't going to go nowhere, but they're going to put flowers and water and roses.
So is this the prime? This is the prime display? We are in the middle of this party right now?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I think it's the most exciting one around.
Absolutely. You guys are doing a great job here today. Okay, we'll catch you soon.
Thank you.
Commercial free 90.3 KOSF in San Francisco.
All right, thank you very much. That's just a little taste of what you can expect down here at the Folsom Street Fair this afternoon. As we're broadcasting live until 7 o'clock, we got a lot more entertainment coming your way. Taking the stage very shortly is going to be a solo dance ballad. Man, I don't know how the heck we're going to be broadcasting a dance, but... we're going to give it a roll.
That's right. It's all in your mind. It's not in anyone's mind. Lauren Carter will be performing very soon at 4:30 is the scheduled time. I'm not sure if we're running on time or not, but nonetheless, Lauren Carter performing a solo dance ballad here at the Folsom Street Fair. And if the din isn't loud enough, you should come down and get it firsthand, because I think my ears are ringing in a kind of Christmas styly. You know what I mean, Miles? I mean, you know that styly. I know you do.
I can dig it, man. Let me tell you, my brain is doing loop-de-loops here. What else we got on tap? We got some comedy coming up later this afternoon from Tom Omniono. How do we say that? We were debating
this. Omniono.
He's going to be taking the stage later this afternoon. And also Zula Spear is going to be the headlining group with some world beat music. There's also some other entertainment happening down at the other end of the Folsom Street Fair. There's a stage located on 7th Street. And right now we've probably got Viola Wells on stage down there right now. So there's a lot of activity happening on both ends, as well as all the booths and the colorful cats and kitties that are roaming around down here in the streets in the sunshine this afternoon. It's a nice place to be. So if you're still looking for something to do, head on down to the Folsom Street Fair.
And if you're cruising in your car right now and you're thinking traffic is bad around Folsom Street, actually it's really pretty tame. There's not too much trouble getting to the fair, so do tool your way down here. We're going to be going over to the stage very shortly for Lauren Carter.
All right. You know, I just wanted to mention to you that David Bassett, the man with a 33 and a third RPM ears, just bought by some hamburgers, courtesy of Hamburger Mary's, which is one of our sponsors here at the Folsom Street Fair. They're located at Folsom and 12th, and you can also visit their ice cream booth located between 9th and 10th on Folsom, or stop by Hamburger Mary's themselves for a delicious hamburger and some of that real San Francisco atmosphere.
And right now, Lauren Carter live here at the Folsom Street Fair.
Okay, what's that, man?
Hello. Thank you. Anyway, I'd like to also introduce you to my friend here. Her name is Emulator. I call her Emma for short. She's my band. She's the drums. She's the bass. She's everything. And I love her because she does what I say. She always does what I say. Anyway, I'd like to do this song for you. I think it's about ready. Okay. I'd like to dedicate this to Kevin. Been around the block and back, I thought I'd seen it all. But life can change with one phone call. Enter the hand of fate, dealer takes it all away. Oh, no rhyme or reason, no way to win this game. Living without you will never
to remind myself each and every day that just around the corner I can see the light. And just around the bend, if I hold on, it'll be alright. Just around the corner, just around the bend. Ooh. Ooh, you came to me in a dream. You whispered in my ear words that only I could hear. Now I know there's nothing to fear, 'cause just around the corner I can see the light. Just around the bend, if I hold on, it'll be alright. Just around the corner I can see the light. Just around the bend, if I hold.
Francisco. We're broadcasting live from the Folsom Street Fair.
This is Kathy Cone with you and Miles Malou.
Yeah, how you doing this afternoon? Certainly a pleasure to be down here. We're going to be going backstage very shortly for an interview with Lauren Carter, who just performed her solo dance ballad. Ted Cousins is going to be back there doing an interview with her. That'll be coming up in just a matter of moments.
And if you happen to be traveling with portable walk persons, and it has a radio attached, do make sure to check out the 18th Street Services. They are a drug and alcohol counseling service for gay men. They're located at 9th and Folsom during the fair, and there is a raffle for a Puget bicycle. Okay, that's once again at the 9th and Folsom is where their booth is located.
What else have we got in the way of that? At the corner of 10th and Folsom, there's the Corral booth. It's the California Abortion Rights Action League. And we've also got the Gay Fathers of San Francisco at the same location, providing support for gay fathers and other gay men with children in nurturing positions.
And so if you've been...
That's all right. Go
sorry,
ahead.
Miles. I just felt I should interject here. The Corral booth that Miles just mentioned, the California Abortion Rights Action League, is... presenting themselves as a vote no on Bork. And if you've been following the news lately, it's kind of hard not to if it's been broadcast during your favorite soap opera, which in my case, it keeps exempting them. Well, nonetheless, you can't have avoided what's been going on in the news with Bork, who's being considered for a new Supreme Justice judge or something like that. We're going to go right now with live with Ted Cousins here at KUSF.
We are backstage with Laura Carter. Laura, good set.
Hey, Ted, my name's Lauren, excuse me. But thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, they said Laura. I knew it was Lauren.
Like Bacall. Or better yet, like Ralph.
Would you please, for the people listening on the air, tell them what you're wearing.
I'm wearing a number in red vinyl that is quite fabulous, and it's too bad you're not here at the fair to see it.
It's delicious looking.
Thank you, Ted. You're quite delicious, too.
Thank you very much. What happened with your smoke machine? Did that go off premature?
It was a premature kind of ejaculation kind of thing, I think, to, you know, excuse my expression, but yeah, it kind of didn't work right.
she had a little trouble getting started with her show. Actually, most of the shows have been going off pretty well today, and it's too bad that you had a couple of kinks at the beginning of yours.
Well, you know, that's showbiz, but as long as the song went okay, and I think it did, that's all that matters.
Yeah, you sounded really great. You didn't get to play for very long, but what you put out there was very high-quality stuff.
Oh, Ted, you're just a charmer.
Years of practice. Thanks a lot, Lauren.
Thank you very much, and thank you, KOSF.
Okay, back to Kathy and Miles.
All right, thank you very much, Ted. You are a real charmer, let me tell you. The cat, he's exorbitant. It just flows out of him like butter or something, I don't know. Kathy, let's talk a little bit more about some of the booths that you can find out here. This is a very important one.
Okay, well, happening at Dury and Folsom, there's an AIDS information booth. They're selling posters by Laurel Birch, and all proceeds are going to the San Francisco AIDS Foundation. Now, don't forget, you can pledge to AIDS for awareness and research. The number is in a 1-800 number, 1-800-992-CURE. That's 1-800-992-CURE. You can pledge. Once again, it's benefiting the American Foundation for AIDS Research and San Francisco AIDS Foundation.
And picking up on a similar note, there's also the AIDS Emergency Fund, which provides critical financial assistance to people with AIDS. They've got a booth located down at 9th and Folsom here at the fair, so you might want to stop by there as well.
And there's all sorts of, as we mentioned, there's all sorts of booths happening here as part of the Folsom Street Fair 1987, as well as two live sound stages. We're going to be coming up live once again the next time with Tom Omniano. In between Lauren and Tom is a precision drill and whip team.
Hey,
now, we can't broadcast this, not because it's taboo, but because it's kind of more like visual than like audio. So if you're around the Folsom area, do drive, cruise, walk on down to see the precision drill whip team. They're coming on very shortly here at they are on now, says our director, Sandra Lawson. She's co-directed by Pat Flynn, just in case you guys are wondering who is responsible for this KOSF broadcast.
By the way, you're listening to the voice of Kathy Cohn, who is heard on the radio Thursday afternoons.
10 to 2.
10 to 2. So it actually is morning and afternoon.
And if you're wondering who's a sultry voice that is, we haven't heard it in a long time here at KOSF. It's Miles Malou. He's taken a summer vacation. And he'll be back on the air this season here at KUSF. We're going to go to the stage right now to Tom Omniano right now here at KUSF Live.
I have another announcement. There is a lost tiara and gold ring. It was lost last night in Ringgold Alley. If you find it, please call the Vatican. You know, I'm Italian, and there's this Italian word, it's called agita. It means aggravation with nausea. It's how I felt when the Pope was shot and they didn't bring him to Kaiser. The Pope says that homosexuals have a defective genetic makeup. He should talk with that tacky eyeshadow. My makeup is flawless. The Pope wants to make Junipero Serra a saint. I think he should make an American Indian a saint for putting up with Junipero Serra. San Francisco has its own gay saint, Saint Francis the Sissy. For his miracle, he changed breakfast into brunch. The Pope got very upset when he found out about the Harvey Milk High School in New York City. He said, a gay high school? Next you'll be telling me there's lesbian nuns. No shit, Sherlock. Isn't that redundant, Father? He should talk with that big red hat and matching shoes. It's great. I'm looking at Folsom Street has changed so much since I first came. I first came to San Francisco in 1962. In gay history, that's post-hardware, pre-boutique. In those days, I was so young, I thought that I was closeted. It's called the Michael Jackson illusion. Michael Jackson's not just in the closet, he's in the vault, which can only be opened by Geraldo Rivera. Oh my God. You know who else gives me a lot of agita? Our president, Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan, all that henna's gone to his fucking brain. Ronald Reagan said he never knew about AIDS until a few days ago. I thought to myself, how didn't he know? He didn't know in the same way he didn't know why Jane got the series and Nancy didn't. He didn't know in the same way he doesn't know why John Wayne won't return his phone calls. He doesn't know in the same way he doesn't know why Ronnie Reagan Jr. is running around the Oval Office wearing Nancy's designer clothes, saying, "Hi, I'm Eleanor Roosevelt. Would you like a new deal?" And he doesn't know about Tammy Baker. Yet one thing about Tammy Baker, she gave a whole new meaning to give me 50 lashes. You know what else gives me a lot of agita? That guy, Jerry Falwell, with the small pee-pee complex. There'll be people circulating through the crowd collecting stool samples to send to Jerry. I know you'll all give generously. Someone asked me if the Pope was a transvestite. I said no, but the mayor's a real drag. How about the mayor's race? Can you believe the mayor's race? The drag queens are going to vote for that guy, Boas, you know, like the Boas. No, but you know, there's a lot of people spending time in the gay community that never did before. I don't want to say that Art Agnos has spent a lot of time in the gay community, but last week somebody went up to him and said, "Agnos, I'm voting for Molinari." And Agnos said, "Mary, how rude." Jerry Falwell thinks that AIDS is God's punishment to homosexuals. What do you expect from a man who thinks a sphincter muscle is a shellfish? Jerry Falwell's not very bright. He talks about forcing gay men to live together in one place as a punishment. I guess he never heard of Vatican City.
KUSF here in San Francisco. We're broadcasting live from the Folsom Street Fair. This is Kathy Cohn with Miles Malou.
Yeah, how you doing this afternoon? I once again wanted to make mention that this broadcast is being underwritten in part by the Oasis, located at 11th Folsom here in San Francisco. It's the place to get wet south of Market. They have a grill which is open until 6 o'clock, and then there's bull and dancing that goes on until 2 o'clock this evening. So stop by the Oasis, say hello, and also stop by our location here on the corner of Juniper and Folsom, and check out what we're doing as well.
Don't forget, we're broadcasting live until 7 p.m. here at the Folsom Street Fair. And the fair locations, if you're on your way down here, are between 7th Street and 11th Street here on Folsom. And coming up very soon will be an interview. They've taken our information away. An interview with Lauren Hewitt of the Baybrook. That's happening later on with Ray Michaels.
Oh, I was under the impression that was going to happen right now.
Oh, okay.
It's going to happen right now.
Why don't we go to it?
Lauren, you told me some sad news earlier this afternoon. Could you repeat it for the radio audience?
Certainly. On October the 3rd, this year, we'll be closing Baybrook for the final days. We're forced to close just due to a lack of the revenue that it takes to keep to meet the overhead. So we're forced to close.
Well, you know, the Baybrick has a very special place in my own heart. As a matter of fact, this broadcast probably wouldn't be on the air today if it wasn't for some of the friendships that were forged here at the Brick. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about the history of the club.
We've been here for, well, it's been 5 years, August 15th. We are all extremely proud, and it was based on some pretty important ethics. That is that all people should have a place to meet, to gather, to express themselves, that there should be a place where all kinds of art can be shown, that there should be a place for revelry and a good time where people can feel comfortable. We've been here largely for the women's community because for the longest time, women couldn't afford to have a place to gather where they felt good about themselves.
Well, I really liked the motto that you were using for a while, that it was a place for women who love women and their friends. Yes. I, for one, felt very welcome.
We've always felt that way. We're humanist first, and we love to have a good time, and we're artists, or we're doctors or lawyers, I don't care. We're a million and one different things. But the major thing is that we're not just gay. We're people. We want everyone to be here, and we felt like we've really made the first steps in a business to express that. That you are welcome into our world if you accept us for who we are.
Well, tell us about your closing bash.
All right, closing bash is going to be great. We're going to go out with style. We're going to take the old lady down with absolute dignity and a good time. On October the 1st, the Blazing Redheads have confirmed to play for us on that night. We'll have DJ dancing and a big toast at midnight on Saturday the 3rd when we close, and a lot of other things planned. I can't quite say who yet. I haven't got some confirmations back, but old Baybrick regulars, and I can't say who that might be, but it looks as though it's going to be a three-day affair.
Well, I'm looking forward for your closing bash, and I'm going to miss the old Brick.
So am I, and it's been wonderful, Ray, absolutely wonderful to have known you for the last 5 years. I think you're an incredible newscaster and personality, and been such a wonderful friend of Baybrick. I really love you and respect the work that you do.
Thanks very much. With Lauren Hewitt, managing partner of the Baybrick Inn, this is Ray Michaels.
All right, thank you very much, Ray. An exorbitant radio personality. By the way, Ray Michaels does a program on KUSF every Saturday at 12 midnight. It's called the After Midnight Oldies Show. And sadly enough, Ray Michaels is going to be departing from dear old KUSF. He's going to be doing his very final show, an all-request show, on Friday night. He's going to be taking requests from midnight to 3 o'clock. And it's going to be very sad to see him depart from the airwaves because he's done such a great job all for, 6 years or so. But anyway, I'd like you to be aware of that and be sure to tune in on Friday night or actually Saturday morning, 12 midnight to 3 a.m. for Ray Michaels and the After Midnight Oldies Show. The telephone number to call if you'd like to make a request for that program is 584-3233. You can call in right now with a request. He's logging them on the computer.
And don't forget to look for your favorite DJs. Next week we're going to be changing air shifts for the new season. This starts Monday, September 21st here at KUSF. Make sure to find out where your DJ has been positioned. Our on-air staff likes to take requests. Of course, the number is 751-KUSF during our new music programming. And you can write to us all the time here at KUSF. Let us know what you think of our programming, any suggestions, concrete ones, hopefully, and we'll certainly keep them in mind.
That's right. You know, KUSF does 19 hours a day of the best in new music, but there's also some other programming that takes place at night. One of my favorites is the Saturday Night Reggae Style from 11 p.m. to 2 o'clock in the morning with a rotating lineup of hosts. They all do a very nutty job. It's a great, great show, so you might want to check that out every Saturday night. From 11 to 2 a.m., it's Saturday Night Reggae Style. Kathy, what else we got on tap?
Well, I think I'm the best person to speak for you, Miles. You're going to be back on the air with your Blue Blue Third. It runs every Friday from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight. This is a show to hear. I'm sure you've all heard it promoted on the station during the new music programming, but if you're not somewhere that you don't have a radio with you, make sure to tune in once again to the Blue Blue Third that happens every Friday night from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight with your host, Miles Malone.
And hey. He's
a man. He's our man.
Thank you very much. Actually, the name of the program is going to be changing. I'm going to be coming back to the airwaves on Friday, October 2nd, and it's kind of a revamped show. It's going to now be called Miles Malone's Bebop and Beyond from 9 to 12 midnight every Friday night. Additionally, tonight, after this live broadcast comes to a conclusion, the Germ is going to be doing the infamous demo tape show from 8 to 10 o'clock this evening at 90.3 FM KUSF, your home for progressive radio right here in the San Francisco Bay Area.
And needless to say, the demo tape show is one of a kind, as is the Germ. If you could hear me now, he's standing there with a pretty pretty vibrant-looking Hawaiian shirt. Well, we shouldn't really describe what he's wearing, just in case people can pick him out of the crowd, and it'll ruin his anonymity, but he's a good-looking guy, and he's always great with the music. We're going to be going live right now back to Ted Cousins, who's our man on the streets, our roving reporter here for KUSF in San Francisco.
Just an amazing number of people that have turned out for this thing today. You can't believe the people you're bumping into. I have in front of me Tom Sibley, a well-known San Francisco DJ. He's been working in the city for a number of years now. He was the head DJ over at Graffiti's, which is now the Chatterbox. Tom, welcome to the fair.
Thanks, Ted.
What are you doing here today?
Oh, I just came down to see some friends and hear some music.
How do you like the view?
It's great. Real good.
How long do you plan to stay today?
Oh, till about 6:30. I came to hear Donna play. Donna Regan. Records at 6, I hear.
Donna is going to be DJing down off of the 7th Street stage. Where are you working now, Tom?
Where am I working? Well, at DV8. Some shows there, live shows.
What night a week are you there?
I'm there for the live shows. When they have a band, I play records around it.
And you also work for the Ward Report, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do the charts.
And Ward Report does some of the underwriting here on KUSF. We're going to go back to the studio now. Tom, thanks to talking to us. Blah, blah, blah. Pardon me while I spit a little bit. Thanks for talking to us, Tom.
Okay, been nice talking to you.
90.3 KUSF.
All right, thank you very much, Tom, and thank you very much, Ted. Actually, we're not back in the studio. We're still broadcasting live from the Folsom Street Fair down here. And this live broadcast is being brought to you by people at Hamburger Mary's at Folsom and 12th. You can visit their ice cream booth located between 9th and 10th on Folsom, or stop by Hamburger Mary's for a delicious burger. They just brought by some a little while ago, and it's a taste delight, let me tell you. It was real nice to have some
Okay, and we've
support.
Been asked, sorry there, Miles.
No, that's all right.
We've been asked to announce that volunteers are needed for the Bloodline. That's the name of a permanent organization which runs drives 4 times a year at permanent sites, supervised by the Irwin Memorial Blood Bank. It's scheduled for the first one is scheduled for October 24th. They need to urgently replenish supplies for the AIDS ARC patients. Don't forget that. That's the Bloodline. And they do have on-the-spot donor registration, canteen, traffic control, prepping, stripping bags, and ongoing their donating volunteer recruiting. Coming up at the other stage, Miles has some information.
That's right. Down at the other stage, which is located on 7th Street, we've got Pride and Joy coming to you. We're going to give a listen to that until Zulu Spirit takes to the stage here at our end of the street fair. So why don't we give a listen to that right now. Pride and Joy on KUSF 90.3 FM in San Francisco. If you miss it,
us love.
Join hands.
Come on.
Start a love train.
Come on. Love train. Everybody. Here today. We are proud and joy from right here in San Francisco.
Some tears must fall. Though you love and lose. Thank you.
We'd like to take you on a trip right now. Way up on that old blue line. The color part of my life wasn't very pretty. You see, I was born and raised in the city of the city. It was a woman who sat in the center of the children beside me. All I had no food, I ruined the sleep. It was hard times. Needed something to ease my trouble now.
Oh,
This is KUSF Broadcasting Live. We've been listening to Pride and Joy. Pride and Joy on the 7th Street stage, which was mixed by Randy Schiller of Randall Schiller Productions. We're going to be going live very shortly to
the stage right down here at 11th Street in Folsom, where Zulu Spear is entering right now among a cloud of smoke, and they're on the stage right now, so let's go. Zulu Spear on KUSF. We'll be right back.
Oza, oza. I am a Laisha, Baba. I am a Laisha, I am a Laisha. 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 I am a Laisha.
Thank you. San Francisco, I love you. San Francisco, I love you. I love you. Folsom, Folsom. I love you. Cali Gogo. Cali Gogo. Cali Gogo.
Jesus.